Top of the Mern. I want to just share a story with you. I have not always been the very best to myself. I wasn't very nice to myself. I wasn't respectful to myself. I am a transformative storyteller. I've got stories for everything. Stories are my favorite part about people. This is my real story. This is my life. When I was younger, I tell everybody this story. My sister put her hand on an iron, full on, palmed it, burnt the shit out of herself. Then we go to the park. She gets sand in this burn. She is jacked up. Long story short, I thank her for putting her hand on that iron because it taught me that I don't have to touch the iron because I know it's hot. My intention behind this is I touch the iron. I have been a very stubborn, hard-headed young lady for a majority of my life because for some reason I had this idea that I got this. I know what I'm doing, yada, yada, yada. There are things that I know. There are things that I don't know. And there are things that I don't know that I don't know. And I can tell you right now, I do know trauma. I do know boundaries. I do know self-care. I do know toxic men. I know manipulation. Those are my things I do know. Things that I don't know, I'm not going to talk on because that would make me a fraud. And that's not what I'm here to do. I am here to share my story and tell you how I got burned, literally and figuratively, so that you don't have to. Because I feel like if I don't share my story, then I would be doing a disservice to you. Let's start from the beginning. I was born into poverty. My mother is a white lady. My father was black. Short story to go with this. A couple years ago, my daughters found a Polaroid of my dad. And they bring it to me and they said, oh my God, your dad was black? And I'm thinking, girl, I've been this color the whole time. What do you mean? And they said, does grandma know? Yes, grandma knew. Grandma was there. In my household, we never discuss race. I was, like I said, I was born to a white mother and a black father. I moved in with my grandma when I was in fourth grade. I had moved in with my dad for a little bit between third and fourth grade. And during Christmas break, I'm visiting my grandma. And then no one comes to pick me up because my father has put my stepmother in the hospital because he beat her so badly. He's in jail. My stepmother is in the hospital. So no one comes to get me. So I'm just left at my grandma's house, which was fine. I enjoyed it because there was no rules and I could do whatever I want. I was a feral child. So while I lived at my grandma's, we didn't have very many rules. We did what we wanted, which now here I am correcting behaviors of this little misbehaved child that wasn't corrected at a young age. Because I was abandoned as a child, I have severe mommy issues and daddy issues. And my way of getting the love that I really needed, I got that through being sexually active. Well, because I was sexually active, I abused my body physically, mentally. I allowed the very wrong people in my body. I have a body count higher than I would ever like anybody else's to be because I really just wanted somebody to love me. And I thought that that was my way of getting love. By the time I was in fourth grade, I had been sexually abused about 4 times. I'm going back through my memories and trying to remember. And as far as I can remember, it was like 4 times that I was sexually abused, which is not kosher for a 9-year-old, but it is what it is. Now I try to use my trauma and turn it into humor because it is what it is. The shit happened. We're just going to make the best of it. I also wanted to include that I spent a majority of my life playing Captain Save-A-Ho. I got you. I can take care of it because it was easier for me to solve everybody else's problems than it was for me to deal with my own shit. I spent a majority of my life being there for everybody else, being the backbone for everybody else. I got you. Let me handle all your problems. That's good because I'll deal with mine later. It's fine. We'll put it under the rug. We'll deal with it later. Not the greatest route to go. I've also been financially irresponsible. When I decided to leave my husband, I don't remember how many years ago it was, I thought I can't afford to get insurance on my car because I'm raising children and that's not high priority. Because of that, I was pulled over several times and I got tickets for no proof of insurance, driving on revoked. My driver's license to get it back cost me $8,000. That was a penalty that hurt. That was a really, really hard lesson to learn. I did 20 days on house arrest. And I was just like, are you guys kidding me right now? I'm naughty. I am not about that life. I'm not thug life, but whatever. If that floats your boat, whatever. Long story short, because of my lack of self-care, it has cost me financially. It's cost me time. It cost me damage to my body. It cost me relationships with people. It cost me the relationships with my children. And my intention on sharing this with you is so that you avoid some of the mistakes that I did. I don't really want people to go through some of the really rough things that I did, like searching for love in all the wrong places. It took me a really long time to understand that I was the only person that is required to take care of me. It's my job to take care of me. I am the one in control of me. I am the one that needs to love me wholeheartedly, no questions asked about it. I am the one that feeds into this vessel. And I know people have this weird idea of what self-care is, and I want to just clear that up. There's stereotypical ideas of what self-care is. Nails, lashes, pedicures, massages. Those are stereotypical points of self-care. When I'm talking about self-care, I am making sure that your mind, body, and soul are all connected and that they are working to benefit you 100% and make sure that you are the best version of yourself. Because what I can tell you is if Eden is not the best Eden to Eden, Eden can't be the best mother. I can't be the best wife. I can't be the best business owner. I can't be the best Judy. I can't be any of those things if I'm not the very best to Eden. When I say self-care, I just mean establishing boundaries, what you will and will not tolerate. And boundaries is a really important subject to me because had I had boundaries years ago and understood what I do and do not like and what I do and do not deserve, I would not have allowed the people in my body that I did. I wouldn't have allowed the things mentally into my body. Garbage in, garbage out is one of those things. If you put nonsense and trash in your brain, well, then that's all that's filled in there. I try to now have aspirational things. I try to just make sure that my time is used productively and creatively for my children and for this best life possible. Now that I do have boundaries and I practice self-care, making sure I'm good. One of my examples of self-care was when I originally started creating this course. I was going through my list, my shit to-do list, and I was thinking, what I can't do is sit here and tell people to get their shit together if I'm not getting my shit together. I'm going through this list and I find a card from my dentist that says I need to get a root canal. This was dated August 3rd, 2021. I just got my root canal like 3 weeks ago. That was like August 15th, 2023. It took me 2 years to get that root canal, which was not very pleasant. I ended up having an infection and an abscess up here. I was on antibiotics. My face is finally not swollen. So we're back to normal now. But my lack of self-care, I might not have had this infection. I might not have had this, you know, had I made sure that I followed up with that. You know, I didn't get a pap smear until I just got one last week. That counts. Going to the doctor when there's something wrong, those things count. You know, I joke about no F's given. I want to teach you what it means to which fucks to give and which one's not. You know, my chickens, my ducks, my children, those are my fucks to give. I have to give those. I have to take care of them. Whatever's going on with my neighbor, that ain't none of my business. What goes on at my mama's house, that ain't none of my business. What goes on at my friend's, that's none of my business. That's not my fuck to give, so I don't. So I'd like to share with you some of the things that I have done that have allowed me to now enjoy this absolutely beautiful life. I'd love to share my chickens and my ducks with you and share more stories. Can't wait to join you on this journey. it's going to be a fun ride. It's going to be a little bit rough. One of the things I do want to prepare you for is when you do start to heal and do some deep diving into who you are, what you like, what your triggers are, what sets you off, how you respond to stressful situations. All of those things are going to come up and you're going to basically be mudding up the water. You know, like my pond is semi-clear. There's a shit ton of dirt down at the bottom. But once I get in there and start mudding up that water, you're going to have an overwhelm of feelings that you have to process through. It is going to be a bit of a journey. But what I can tell you is it is just absolutely a truly abundant feeling of love when you do figure out who you are, what you like, how you like to be loved, and what it is to love yourself. Again, I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. I'm so proud of you for taking this step. Let's get started.